So as I left, his secretary at the time said, you need help polishing up your resume. That little episode got me locked up in my office for 2 weeks. I didn't do anything else because I was losing my job. And that created that part of direct response marketing that everyone runs on today, all these years later.
Deep work mastery, creating uninterrupted focus blocks. This is a big topic to expand upon everything we've been talking about the past few weeks in this series. It's super important because we suffer from a lack of productivity from, you know, these devices, being interrupted, all the big problems that exist right now with your productivity and mine, I'm going to admit that, are probably to do with not using deep work protocols.
Welcome to Influential Visions. Here we interview futuristic leaders who share their deep industry knowledge and business experience with you, ensuring you have your finger on the pulse and your eyes wide open. Here is your host, Nathaniel Schooler.
CEO Sarah Chen reported a 300% increase in creative output after deep work protocols. 300%. But I actually think it's probably more than that. I think that if we can actually batch everything that we're doing and we can focus so that we're not interrupted, I think it's much more than 300%, Steve. And you've obviously observed that over your decades of business experience, managing teams of, you know, thousands of people and growing a massive, massive business. What do you think, Steve?
If you're not going to be focused while walking, you could get hit by a garbage truck. Okay? So we talk about multitasking. Oh, wait, I can walk and chew gum at the same time. Not much of a challenge chewing a 24-cent piece of flavored rubber while you're walking. But then, unfortunately, we don't even focus on walking anymore. Well, we don't walk much. Certainly not in some parts of the world like where I live. Nobody walks here. It's antisocial to walk. You may run into people and may have to talk to them. That's not a good thing. So people drive cars and they talk on their mobile. Now, we have laws about that because people do this. So they're not focused on driving. So let me ask you this question. While you're not focused on driving and you run the real risk of causing terrible injury to yourself and others, what are you focused on? Some insipid post somebody put on online, or a news story that's not going to get any different a half hour from now than it is today, right now. You can pick it up later. Or driving that 3.5-ton monster on the street with 400 mindless horsepower. It doesn't know where it's going. Okay, it just doesn't have a mind of its own. We talk and write a whole bunch about focus. Without focus, it's just, as I said last week, it's like if your kids ever played with a spider, you put a spider, put a glass dome on it, and observe the spider going crazy, going in every direction all the time, getting nowhere. Okay, so that's much the same way as in a work environment, a creative environment. It's how do you create truly unique focus? And the whole idea of creating focus is that both the quality of your work and the quantity of your work are really benefited. They benefit from that because your mind is not spidery, it's not going here and there and everywhere. It's focused on that one task. And the only way you're ever going to accomplish it, if you understand what multitasking is about, but you also understand that unless there's some terrible emerging thing happening, the building's on fire, or you really are driving too fast, pretty much everything can wait for you for a few minutes. Certainly for me, I'm just not that important. And no, I don't perform neurosurgery in my spare time or deliver babies. So I'm perfectly content at this, certainly in the last 30, 40 years of my life, to say, stop. right now we're going to do that. We're going to uniquely focus on that. Maybe that's an hour, maybe that's a day, and we'll forsake other things. Now, I've been on the receiving end of that with colleagues, clients, bosses, where I would just be incensed that I'm being made to wait. What could be more important than my thing? Well, you know, about 1.5 million things could be more important in the confines of a business or employment, family. I love to quote my very smart wife, when I am absolutely insistent, focused, we must, why are you not doing that? And her response is, well, I am doing this, and you can be certain, if I thought that was a priority, I would do that. Oh, I don't like that much. But when she finishes that, it's done. It's finished. It's wrapped in a pretty bow. And not only that, but the lesson to be learned is not only does she have that wrapped finished, she understands precisely its limitations. So the focus will get you to a goal and make let you understand the limits of what you just achieved, which is a positive. What can I do next to improve it? How do I do it better? And throughout my career, certainly in the advertising marketing world, we have done something ridiculous exercises in focus. You know, I would like to invite all of you to spend 5 days sequestered on a mountain at 8,500 feet, without phones, without TV, without cars, with the, your meals are all pre-planned, and the 82-page syllabus I wrote about what we're going to do from 7 in the morning to 10 at night, sometimes 2 in the morning when we start later to create stressors. Now, you want to get focused? Try spending 3 days on one sentence. The good uses of the word free in advertising. Now try doing that for about 30 hours spread across 3 days. Now, if you can still think at the end of that, the focus you achieve is phenomenal. The stuff you pack in your brain is phenomenal. Although, by the third, fourth hour of that little exercise, that runs 10 hours a day for 3 days, you are contemplating suicide. For sure, you're polishing up your resume. Well, you could if you had a laptop or anything to write on, because that's also policed. So focus is, you know, it's really a bad thing when you accept mediocrity as a way of life. Lack of focus will breed mediocrity, much the same way as lack of skill or lack of doing homework. Just imagine that powerful turbo boost thing that's focused, is prepared, has done the homework, and is driven by a quality guy. That would be the business aspect of this, who is focused. One of the great lessons in my little business life, and I will back away for a moment. I was very young, working in a small, growing marketing business. And one day, my boss said to me, I would like this. Had to do with an order flow of business to maximize staffing, which was not possible because the order flow was a roller coaster and it was really seasonally driven. You couldn't impact it. It's not like, okay, we'll just do more advertising in the summer to keep the people and go out of business at the same time. And my boss said, figure it out. So I thought he had too much cereal that morning. And I said, don't forget it because it's not possible. Okay, so 3 weeks later, I said, hey, how are you doing? I said, come on along. And I said, you were not serious, were you? He said, what do you mean? I said, you know, that's not possible. The media doesn't exist to support it. And that's the only time in almost a two-decade relationship I had with this brilliant guy, when he stood in the middle of the room and there were many people out and yelled at me for 3 minutes. The only time I've ever heard him swear. To do with the company's going to wait for blank, Steve to blank, do what he's been asked to blank, do. So as I left, his secretary at the time said, you need help polishing up your resume. That little episode got me locked up in my office for 2 weeks. I didn't do anything else because I was losing my job. And I focused on that. And just because he put it to me like, well, you know, take it or leave it. That's when things like recency, frequency, monetary value came to be. That's when hotline concepts of names of media came to be, out of the fact that I was going to get fired. And he asked me to do something that was not possible. Well, it became possible after 2 or 3 weeks of sitting there saying, I need to find another job. And my focus was so unique. I mean, you know, for a big guy, I had to be reminded to eat because that was my future. He was just intent on accomplishing the impossible. I was focused on keeping my darn job. And I didn't do anything else. I was supposed to forecast the business, buy all the media, do all the creative stuff. And for 2 weeks, I didn't do anything else. And that created that part of direct response marketing that everyone runs on today, all these years later, on account of the focus. Of course, I focus for all the wrong reasons. Well, maybe not. I focus to keep my job. There's nothing, you know, it's an amazing thing to create a machine of people, thoughts, all the resources that does run a market 12-cylinder Ferrari. But it does that on purpose. We're focused on running that thing that way. It's a wonderful thing to be in business, an employee, in a career, when you are given that opportunity. You see, if I focus hard enough, can I come up with a solution to what heretofore was just not possible? And I found out that I asked 3 or 4 or 5 people, gee, can we do this like really differently after 2 weeks of contemplating? They said, well, probably. I wasn't about to say that why haven't we done it, because there was a unique advantage in the marketplace. Brought on by the man who put it to me. You better focus on getting that done or else. Now, as we mature, we get better, stronger, whatever, you need to be able to say, hold that thought for a couple of days. I'll get back to you. Oh, that drives people bananas. And by the way, here's the defense mechanism. You're going to put me off? You don't know how important it is. But you have to forgive me because I'm working on something that other people think. I think it's just as important. I need 2 more days. Oh, the world will implode. And the only mechanism I know, well, what I'm going to say, let me ask you a question. When I work for you on your thing, do you expect me to bifurcate or my focus? But you want me to really focus on you and you alone. Well, wait a minute. If you put it that way, of course I put it that way. How else am I going to put it? And of course, as much as it annoys me, when one of my lawyers will say, can I get back to you Wednesday the 9th? Wednesday the 9th? Man, that's 2 weeks away. Well, I'm busy. But I'll get into it. When I get into it, you got my attention full time.
That's interesting. You've just shared some really interesting value there, because it's a matter of managing expectations, isn't it? Both with yourself and with the people that you need to deliver the work for. I definitely agree that when your back is against the wall, you have to focus, right? Like your boss saying to you, it's either that or that. You either do this or that. And I feel like that with what we're doing, right? Like I have to focus. So I'm trying to find the right way to focus. And it takes, there are many different reasons right now that actually makes life really quite difficult for a lot of people. And I'll tell you what the main thing is. I know a lot of people in corporations, as I'm sure you do. And the main problem is They're involved in conversations that are completely irrelevant to them. Okay. So the good news is, with all this technology that's actually being implemented, when it eventually starts working properly, that they will actually be able to have some sort of AI chatbot that will actually be like an out of office, and it will actually have the repository of all their information. It'll manage expectations. You can train it to help people, right? To help the other people within the business to basically understand the expectations. So then you can really create a focus block. Fortunately for me, no one's actually going to die if I turn off all my notifications and I focus. And some of these phones have that facility. So you can set a specific type of notification that comes to your phone. So you could have family, you could have favorites, but you can also have the notifications are very little. But to be honest, I think any notification disrupts a focus block. Any notification, whether it's an image on the screen that pops up or a phone call or whatever. So the trick is managing to eke out that time, that quiet. That's why sometimes I had a mentor about 10 years ago, and he loved working over Christmas because no one would interrupt him over Christmas, you see. And that's why I like working, you know, at different times during the evening and stuff, because not that many people interrupt me. And it's usually quiet, apart from like my neighbors going out shooting. There are bears here. So, you know, what can I say? Like, they're trying to get rid of like them and the wild pigs and everything you can think of. But the thing is that once you know what interruptions you're probably going to have, then you can actually create a plan in order to create these uninterrupted focus blocks. That's what I'm thinking. And the main thing for me is the telephone. And that is what it is. It's actually the apps on the phone, and it's the endorphins still that I'm still battling with. We're 3 weeks into this journey now, I think, Steve. 3 weeks into this journey. And I am getting better. I did some really good work this morning. But they've proven, as you mentioned last week, there's a 24 minutes that it takes to refocus once we are unfocused. And that's, think about that in terms of productivity. It's huge.
You put out a commercial that's really challenging. Whatever the hell happens, most people's, oh my God, it's oh my God, the bills are on fire. Oh, what do we do now? And then people start making rash and stupid decisions. You know, I'll never forget a client of mine who said, we made a little mistake. We told 14 million people in writing that they each want a 72-inch television set. He told how many, what? Okay, well, we made a little boo-boo. And we should have written that you can win the thing, but we didn't. We wrote you won the thing. And then the guy catches me at the airport in La Paz in Mexico. Says, we're going to file a Chapter 11 file bankruptcy petition because do the math, 13 million times $2,000 is not going to work out. And two, says, but I'm going to call the Attorney General of the State of California, let them know that we screwed up. Don't handcuff us. Okay. Now, you know, I said, how about I call you when my plane lands? And that's when I called Mark, a young man, that a lawyer I worked with for years. He happened to come out of the Federal Trade Commission. And I said, hey, Mark, I got a client here who did the same dumb thing we did 3 years ago. Can we fix it? It cost him 10 TV sets and some dollars to do cleanup stuff. But the point is that some of us, our blood pressure drops. It doesn't rise. Get cold. That's called focus. So you sit there and say, hold on a second. Let me just understand this. Let's frame this. Well, wait, I need an answer. And my answer is, I'm going to focus on the entirety of the thing. I'm going to frame it This is big, small. What is it really? What are the significant touch points? What's burning? What's simmering? What's first, second, third? Slow down. And, you know, yeah, I'm cold as ice because I need to focus on your problem. And then we figure out how we go from A to Z without skipping the biggies. And what we skip, we put right here, right in front of us, so we resolve the problem that we need to solve now, first, second, and third. I've had more than one client relationship say to me, how come you're not, why are you not excited? We haven't slept all night, it's terrible. Because I've done a couple of little interesting projects where livelihoods and significant market value was at play. You know, it's just like, look, man, we all make mistakes. The smartest people in the world make mistakes. And then you look and say, gee, we blew it. Okay, well, we blew it. To do that to all 13 million people, they're going to get a $7,000 TV set. That's a pretty good size boo-boo. You know, but it's as much as a boo-boo as when this chat pilot for Japan Airways landed a 747 in San Francisco Bay. What happened? Well, ultimately, so I just screwed up. So, but, you know, the whole point about focus, stop. Let's frame the issues. Let's look at what the resources, what's really happening? But they can't pass the hysterics. What's relevant more than others? And then we chart a path. Well, I don't know how to not go from A to Z. I can't go to A to G and back and all over the darn place because I will lose focus. You know, how many times, you know, how trite is it? Where a man I know, who is head coach for an NFL team, who sits there and says to these accomplished 60 people in the room, you got to keep your eye on the ball. Huh? And I said to one day, I said, because I have this, you're on the ball. Everybody keeps their eye on the ball. It's what you guys do, play ball. No, you don't understand. The ball is focused on what we are trying to accomplish as a team. Oh, now everybody in the room says, keep your eye on the ball. They're saying, uh-oh, where am I failing toward the goal? Focus. Keep your eye on the ball. Says, focus and do your job. That's your ball. Everybody has their own ball. And I thought I'd share that because I just, somebody heard it. I thought it was comical. You're telling 60 phenomenal athletes, keep your eye on the ball. What the hell do you think we're doing here all day long? No. It's called focus on the goal. Focus on your job and how that contributes to the ultimate goal, which means we score more points than those bozos. Keep your eye on the ball. Focus.
Wow. That's really profound. That was a really profound conversation that we had there. And I can't thank you enough. That's just absolutely brilliant. I'm gonna look forward to listening to this again while I edit it. It's absolutely brilliant.
Well, please pass it on to everybody in the world.
Yeah, well, people. I hope so. I want more people to subscribe and follow our stuff. And Monday Influencer is going down extremely well. A lot of people are quite excited about it purely because. We actually will create content specifically. If you're a business owner or you are a learning management provider and you're listening to this, we will create content quite rapidly for your business. So ask us, ask Steve or ask I, and we will be happy to help you if you want to sign up. Multiple people, we have a special offer on that. So please do let us know and check out mondayinfluencer.com.
And can I share one thing with you all?
Oh, I don't know. Is it good? I'm sure it is.
When you go and subscribe to Monday Influencer, you're spending $1, a whole dollar. Now, later on, you'll spend more for a subscription. We've been doing this for 6 months, plus or minus. We have yet to have one cancellation. We must be serving up some really good meals.
100%. I'm really excited. I literally wake up every day excited about this, because there's just so much amazing content that it really builds the most amazing executive education that, I mean, literally, I'm so excited about it. Literally, I could jump up and down. If I wasn't so tired from this boxing class, I would jump up and down. So thank you.
Well, I do.
So thanks everyone for watching, and do comment, let us know if you want any help with anything, and go to mondayinfluencer.com.
Thanks very much for listening to Influential Visions. Please make sure you share this episode with your friends and business connections. And don't forget to drop us a review wherever you listen. Thanks.